Hey, 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 special podcast episode this week. Liz Berg here at WFMU bringing you a live set of music from the one and only Michael Cronin, based in California, and a compadre of Ty Siegel and the Castle Face Records family. Michael Cronin's got a new album out this year, just released. It's called MC3, and it's out on the Merge record label. You will enjoy his smooth pop sounds. His band is just fantastic. They dropped by my radio show to play a live set. So we've got Michael Cronin on guitar and vocals, Emmett Kelly on guitar and backup vocals, Michael Anderson on bass, Nick Murray on drums, Casey Hansen on keyboards, and the engineering of this set was done by Ernie Indradat with help from Dusty Black, who is Michael Cronin's sound man extraordinaire. So, ready, get excited. This live set is amazing. It's followed by an interview, and I hope you enjoy. I've been a little bit lazy about doing live music on my radio show, and I'm so excited to hop back into it with this amazing live set by Michael Cronin. Enjoy.
Watch the demons take hold. Shake the weight of the cold. Shake the weight of the cold. Breathe the steam in here. Let your mind take control. Walk the city alone. Walk the city alone. Take the pain in your back, the pain let go. Find the power of war. Find the power of war. Find the peace in your soul. Find the presence of soul.
Just please be our
This is what I'm looking for. Just please be around me, around. Yeah, please be around me, around. Yeah, please be around me, around. Yeah, please be.
Michael Cronin, the world lost big star, but they have you. And that's a beautiful
no.
thing. Thank you for coming to WFMU.
Thanks for having me. That's an unfair comparison. I love them too much to accept that.
Well, I'm paying you that compliment.
Well,
I love
you.
It. And I thought that that you're the continuation of what they set out to do for the modern world. So thanks for bringing that to WFMU.
That's an honor. Thank you.
Let's talk about the new record. It's called MC3. It's on Merge.
Yeah.
And you're sort of touring?
We just played a show here in New York, the Bowery. Did a West Coast tour, and we're going to Europe for a couple weeks at the end of this month, and then more touring to come. We'll be around for the rest of the year, yeah.
Who in Europe is lucky enough to see you?
Well, we're playing Primavera Festival.
Yes, we'll be there.
It'll be so fun. I love it. And, we're just bouncing around for a couple of weeks. You know, some shows in France and Italy and Amsterdam, London. Yeah.
I know you guys played on a famous person's late night talk show. Do you have any stories about that, the Conan experience?
Oh, it's just you get there very early in the morning and sound check, and then just wait around all day terrified. And very tired. And then it's like just the craziest adrenaline rush. And then you jump on a plane and you come to New York immediately after. Everyone there is super, super nice. I've been lucky enough that was my fourth time between my band and Ty Siegel's band. I really love it. It's terrifying. It's always going to be terrifying. And he's very tall.
He's
yeah.
too tall.
He's too tall.
I went to see a show once, and he is definitely as awkward looking in person as he makes himself out to be on TV.
He's so great.
It's kind of a great
thing. Yeah, he made fun of me on air, which is the second time David Letterman made fun of Ty Siegel Band on air. Told us to stay in school, or told kids to stay in school. And then Conan told me to put some heart into it next time. So I don't know why these late night hosts are messing with us, but
I feel like good. The late night shows are booking a lot of great bands lately. Do you know who's to blame for that?
I don't know. There's
are they just super hip? Like Letterman just got hip to sound of today.
Yeah, or whoever is booking it for sure. Yeah, I love seeing bands on late night TV. It's really fun. It feels I love seeing like friends bands play, and then you feel like yeah. I don't know. It's just fun.
For your record, you write and record all of your songs, and you're doing that alone. But for your tour, you've got a band with you.
An excellent band. It's a new band. We just started playing together. The only person from the old lineup is my bass player, Mike. But we have KC here. He's a little off mic. But he's playing keyboards. And Emmett is playing guitar, and Nick is playing drums. And they're awesome.
Yeah, and shout out to Dusty, who's helping out with
and
sound
Dusty
as well.
Dusty is our handler.
Dusty
and
Black.
Sound man. Dusty Black. Great name.
And what other bands are your bandmates in? I'm not going to, I mean, should I call them band whores? Some of them are. But they're
they
playing
are,
in
yeah.
good projects. I was.
Yeah. Nick Drummer plays in White Fence right now. He's going straight from here to another show. He's a very busy guy. He's been playing a little bit with the Growlers. He played in the OCs for a little bit. Mike plays in a cool band called Freak, which is like a metal tinged punk band. Emmett's been in a million bands. I don't even know where to begin. But he's in a band called Cairo Gang, which are gonna open for us on our U.S. tour, and they're amazing. So
cool.
What bands are you in right now?
I'm in Wigzagoths.
Wigzagoths?
Wigzagoths. There's an elaborate tale behind that name, and I won't tell it here. That and Borchucker.
Borchucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we all get around musically, I guess.
Are you still playing with Ty Siegel here and there?
Yeah, he's going to be busy with his other band, Fuzz, this year. They're going to be doing a lot of touring, so... which frees me up to tour with my band. But yeah, no, we just wrapped up some touring the end of last year.
That's cool. I love how all of the California bands have kind of are cycling through each other. And then there's like this John Dwyer thing coming into the picture too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a perfect storm.
Isn't it? Yeah. So what's up with all the synth stuff coming out with?
Oh, it's great. I don't know.
I love it.
Everyone's getting into synths now. I just bought pretty much my first keyboard that Casey's playing, so I'll make a synth record too.
Okay, I hope sure. So.
And it'll be like 80s pop though.
That's okay.
It won't be like cool. It'll be really cheesy.
Castleface will put it out, and it will be great, right?
Hopefully. Come on, John.
Call it just Nordinary.
Just Nordinary.
It's a Nord keyboard.
It's a Nord. That's a. Yeah.
It's a terrible wah, term.
Wah. So, what are some of the differences between playing out on the West Coast and coming out on the East Coast? Because I'm sure you guys experience both the West Coast culture and the East Coast culture.
Oh, sure. I mean, there's a lot more people in New York than anywhere else. So the shows are always really awesome and pretty consistently the most people we play to.
Well, I think you're being modest. It's not like you're playing in backyards on the West Coast. Are you?
No. Once in a while. No. I mean, yeah, we it's fun. It's hard to say the differences. I spent my whole life on the West Coast, basically. So those are my people. But I love it over here. It's not fun to drive here.
What other music are you guys listening to now? Are you excited about any bands?
Yeah. I have a lot of really talented friends that I listen to a lot of their music all the time. Casey's brother is in a band called Wand. Wand. They're amazing. My former guitar player, Chad, has a band called Meat Bodies.
Which, ooh, I love them.
They're great. They're amazing.
So I met somebody at the WFMU record fair over the weekend, and she was like, thanks so much for playing Meat Bodies. I just love it. Like, we have this whole conversation about Meat Bodies.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuzz. Courtney Barnett's record I really, really like. And Sharon Van Etten and a lot of podcasts, a lot of like comedy podcasts. I don't know. The Best Show.
Yeah.
Tom. Yeah. I got to do that. He was in LA a couple days ago. And
oh, good.
I got to stop by where he was taping.
He floats in here every once in a while. They released this insane box set of his. I don't know if you saw that.
My brother has it. I'm really jealous.
It weighs like 40 pounds.
It's huge. I saw the box come to our house. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so we're real excited for him here. Is there anything else you want to mention or any other bands you want to shout out so that the WFMU listeners can go forth and explore?
Shout out to Magma out there.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know Magma?
Magma.
Yeah, Magma's great.
They went on tour recently. Or they're going on tour? Wait,
yeah, I saw them LA the other day, and it was a life-altering experience.
Nice.
No drugs involved. No anything. And Karima. Karima's a great band. In the same vein.
Do you have any crazy tour stories? Or are you just mostly napping and trying not to eat bad food?
Yeah, we've been pretty responsible, more or less. Yeah,
that's good. But sometimes things happen to you. Like once when I was a teenager, we pulled into the 7-Eleven parking lot, and this guy with a belt buckle that said Dale on it just walked up to us and wouldn't stop talking to us. You know, things like that just happens out of the blue.
We've kind of lucked out in that we're pretty boring.
Yeah, we're pretty boring people.
Yeah, you wouldn't
so far.
So the crazy guy named Dale with the belt buckle. didn't accost you.
He looks right past us, right through us. Just like, these guys, whatever.
Hopefully we'll see you guys at the Primavera Sound Festival in Barcelona. Yeah. We're very excited about broadcasting from there. You can. I hope you come to hang out at the WFMU tent where we're mostly stuck the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
But we have a great time, and watch out for the Spanish party schedule, man.
Oh my!
It's like 3 p.m. to 7 a.m. Get ready for it. Just don't adjust to the time change over there.
They don't stop. Yeah, I think last time when I was there with Ty Siegel last year, I think we played at like almost 3 in the morning. Like we started. So it's just, I don't know. It's amazing.
They've got stamina.
God bless them.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's the good food or what, but I'm ready to blame Razor Clams. They cook that really well. Razor, I don't know if you've had Razor Clams.
No.
That's my suggestion for Barcelona.
Okay.
Get yourself some Razor Clams
if
you do
seafood.
All right. Well, thanks again, Michael, for coming by. Thanks for bringing your great band. And I hope you come back to WFMU sometime soon.
I would love to anytime y'all will have me.
Fabulous. All right. Take care. And thanks once again to Ernie Indradat for engineering that set. Woo!